Hello, shalom everyone. Happy Sunday. Again, we are in the season of Christmas. Again, on the behalf of the church and the church leadership and from my family of IFGF Pinoy, I would like to wish you all a happy and merry Christmas. May the timeless message of Jesus coming to our world fills our heart and our home with his joy, faith, and hope. Normally, during this Christmas season, the days leading up to Christmas is always a great season of anticipations for me. I'm so excited about what's going on around Christmas time. I'm so excited about the festivities, long holidays between Christmas and New Year's. And normally, those were the time where my family and I typically travel internationally. And basically, we are going out just to have a wonderful time with our family, outside of the country, and have a wonderful reunion. So after Christmas, there's basically about 1 week where I normally consider as the time where I spend a lot of time reflecting about what has happened in the last 1 year. For example, throughout this week, I would start thinking about what are the good things that have happened at work. Some of the things that I participate in launching the product at my work. I also try to remember about a few good celebrations, milestones for our children's, our anniversary, wedding anniversary. Or it can be some of the not necessarily good news. It could be one of the tough challenges that God allowed me to experience and allow me to overcome. In short, this last week of the years is normally the time where I will spend and I reflect how good or bad the year has been. Year 2020, though, this year has been particularly different for me and for many, many people. If we were to apply the same type of judgment and reflections, almost immediately a few words can easily describe the year 2020. Not recommended. Hopefully not happening again. One star, and one of the words says here, pretty crappy. No doubt that for some of us, the year 2020 has presented a huge challenges, and those challenges have been quite real. Some of us have experienced contracting the virus itself. Some of us probably have lost our loved ones to the virus. Some of us probably have been impacted where our jobs was lost because the domino effect of the business is being shut down. And some of us probably struggling emotionally at home just because there's so much lockdown and there's so much restrictions as to how we can freely hang out and meet with our friends and families. However, to quickly label this year as a completely bad year can probably be a huge lapse of judgment and can easily be an overstatement. For me personally, I've got to enjoy my life in a different way. This year alone, year 2020, my family and I were raising our second daughter, Alani, for the whole year throughout the pandemic. And we have raised her without any helper, any nanny at home, or any daycare. Yes, it is very challenging. My wife and I are always fighting about who's going to be feeding her because the mealtime has always been the biggest challenge for us. As you can see, she likes to play with her food. She just likes to smear her face, everything with all the foods around her face. And we're struggling daily just to keep our house in order. Despite all of those bad, quote-unquote, bad and challenging experiences, I realized that I got to experience to live with my two kids 24/7 at home, and my life has never been the same. My life has been filled with so many fun, tiring, frustrating, yet they're all very cute memories. So as much as we want to quickly skip this year and instantly label this year as a bad year, maybe we should sit down and ask ourselves, what has been a great and new experience that God has allowed you and me, to experience that you have never think before? And I hope by encouraging you think beyond the superficial stuff, you will start to agree with me that we do still have a lot of things to be thankful for. And as a result, I hope you can agree with me that this year alone, even though it's quite challenging, but it's still a rewarding year that God has allowed us to experience. And I also hope you agree with me that we are not necessarily a wonderful judge of our own life, especially for the year of 2020. Speaking of the judge, since we're not a good judge anyway, fortunately we have a good role model of a judge. Jesus Christ, as we have learned for the past 1 month, having so many good characteristics and labels associated with him, also is also described as the judge for us, the humanity. Some of us probably not as familiar about the role of Jesus as the judge. However, the Bible is very clear that one of Jesus' role at the end times and the things that he will do concerning us as in humanity is to sit on the judgment table in heaven. The book of John chapter 5, verse 22 to 23 says, "The Father judged no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him." In the book of Matthew chapter 25, verse 31, it says, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep in his right and the goats on his left." And if you continue to read the book of Matthew, chapter 25, you will find that Jesus himself portraying as the one who will decide whether the people or the nations of this earth deserve a heavenly inheritance or will be casted out to eternal punishment. So I'm not sure about you. I've been to the court of law in this country, and I've been to court actually quite a few times, and actually in a different role as well. I've been there as a defendant to defend my case for my traffic violations, as a juror, and also as a plaintiff. I can tell you from my personal experience that going to a court can be extremely intimidating. In the court of law, if you notice, every person who's there seems to be very serious, maybe sometimes nervous and anxious. I don't know what it is, but around the center of all this court activity, there will be a judge who will sit down at the center of the court, and he will be the one who defines how the court should proceed. The judge will define every single thing from the calling out the witnesses to closing the statements and also deliver the sentences. And whatever the judge says, everybody should follow and obey. Otherwise, one could be charged for contempt of the court. Having this tremendous power make this person, the judge, somewhat as someone that was very revered, right? And the person who's sitting as a judge typically demand dignity, fear, respect, and honor. So if you all think about it, even to the worldly judge, we give the respect and honor. It is therefore critical that we also need to honor God, our Jesus, the highest honor and respect and fear for the role that he will take as a judge, presiding the matters involving our lives. And I can tell you, we should definitely give Jesus the highest honor, because there's a very good reason why Jesus deserves to be called the most righteous judge. And I'll take you to the book of Rome, chapter 2, where it kind of gives you a glimpse of how Jesus would rule as a judge. And I hope by maybe after this sermon, I hope that you can probably spend some time to take a look at the book of Romans chapter 2, because it will tell you everything, all the good reasons and some of the characteristics and the glimpse of how Jesus will rule as a judge. The first one, Jesus will judge righteously. And you might wonder why. Why do we call him? Because he was called a righteous man. The book of Acts chapter 17 says, "For God the Father has fixed a day on which he will have the world judged in righteousness by a man." In this case, it's called Jesus, whom he has appointed. And of this, he, the Father, has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead. So the fact that Jesus was a righteous man, God says, I will raise him up because of his righteousness. And because of that, I will also make him a judge because of his righteousness. Second, Jesus will judge according to the gospel. Why is that? Because Jesus have living his life according to the gospel. He, in fact, is the one who show us the way in the gospel. And I want to let you know that that Jesus will judge us based on the truth of the gospel. And this is the reason why Jesus have always warned us so many times that knowing the gospel is definitely different than living the gospel. Book of Romans chapter 2, verses 8 says, "But for those who are self-seeking and those who reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger." Jesus has made it very clear that he's going to judge our life based on whether we are following the truth in the gospel or not. And for those of us who reject the good news, the work of the cross by Jesus Christ will be subject to wrath and anger. Third, Jesus will judge the hidden things. A lot of the times, we are so focused on the things that we do, the outward things that people can see and feel. But Jesus will judge the inner of our heart, the inner core of our heart. The book of John chapter 2 says, "Jesus will not entrust himself to them, the people, for he knew all people. He did not need any testimony about mankind, for he knew that was what was in each person." Again, book of Romans chapter 2, verse 16 says, "This will take place on the day when God judges people secrets through Jesus Christ." So by the time we are meeting Jesus on our last days, as we're facing him as the judge, Jesus is very interested to see whether we have been following the gospel and the truth of the gospel. And whether our heart is pure, because we want to glorify him, we want to worship him. And it's not all about our doing anymore, because God says, one way or the other, we all fall short of the glory of God. Every single day, all of us sin. Every single day, we all make mistakes. The problem is, what is the intent? What is our motivations? What is the underlying in our heart that leads to our sin? This is the reason why that facing Jesus in his judgment table, to me, is such a scary thing, to be honest with you, because God knows everything anyway, and he will judge righteously, right? And I don't believe I am prepared enough to be in front of Jesus facing his judgment. But there's wonderful news to all of us, because even though God is going to be our judge and he's going to judge us according to the gospel and he's going to judge us righteously, God himself also come and help us. There's a wonderful news for all of us that Jesus himself, as he's waiting in his final judgment, he also came down and set a good example to all of us on how to live our life according to the requirements set for heaven. Book of Philippians chapter 2 says, God did not consider equality with something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in a human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted Jesus to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. So the fact that Jesus knows what is the requirement, he himself came down to earth to be a living example, to set an example, excellent example to all of us. Jesus also made himself as a counselor. He has helped us with all the wonderful verses and all the encouragement that we can find in the Bible. It says over here that his zeal and passion towards us, humanity, has made him coming to earth and set everything so he can become one of us. Book of Isaiah chapter 9 says, For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. As you can see over here, not only that Jesus set himself to be a living example, but he also wants to become our counselor. He wants to lead us in our walk to follow the commandment of the Bible. Lastly, Jesus sent us a helper, the Holy Spirit. The book of John chapter 14 says, If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. Let me tell you, living a Christian life is very difficult. We are called to a higher standard, higher level. And this is the reason why Jesus set us a good example. Jesus made himself available as our counselor because of his passion towards us. And now he also sent us the Holy Spirit because of why we will continue to struggle in our life. We will wander away. We will do things not according to what Jesus wants us to do. And this is the role of the Holy Spirit. He will be the one that convict you and remind you when you're wandering away. Holy Spirit will be the one to motivate you and strengthen you when things are difficult. The Holy Spirit will be the one who cheers you and celebrate with you when you are doing the right thing. So God has been doing every single thing that he can possibly do to help us prepare to face our judgment day. So my final 2020 message to all of us is that this. Yes, I know this year has been very tough. This year has uncovered the bad stuff that is within us. Anxiety, anger, sadness, sickness. But let's not focus on all those negative things. Let's give thanks to the Lord for the year 2020. Because despite of all the bad things, I believe God remains faithful and he remains good to his people, to the church, and to you and me. And more importantly, I would encourage you to continue to evaluate our spiritual lives even closer and see where we are standing today with respect to the path that God has laid for us. Let us examine our heart and see if we have been wandering too far away and whether we have been unfaithful in certain area or whether we have been backslidden for this year. Whether we're becoming more and more like the world or whether we're becoming more and more like Christ. Let us take this one last week of year 2020 to start reflect of what Jesus has done on the cross. And let us also remember that eventually Jesus will be the judge of our life. Let us take this special time to recognize that Jesus also has done the unthinkable thing to make himself available, to be an example to us, to be our counselor, and to help us by sending us the Holy Spirit and to help us living the difficult Christian life. Let us not lose sight of the fact that one day when you and I, in our final day on earth, we will eventually face Jesus and we will see him sitting on his judgment thrones. And I sincerely hope that we don't have to wait until January 1st to restart again. Today can be your new year for your spiritual revival. It could be tomorrow, it could be next week. But I hope that we all not wasting our time just delaying, delaying, and delaying. If God has been so faithful to us, I hope and I encourage you that we all stay faithful to Him. And I hope that the year 2021 will be a year where we all live in victory and we all worship God together as one body. Let's pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for this wonderful time that we can enjoy the last days and the last week of 2020, reflecting of the good things that you have done. And thank you, Father, for reminding us that you're so good in our life, but we have to face the reality that one day that we will face you, that you will take your role as a judge at the throne. Help us, Lord, to prepare our life towards that day. Help us, Lord, for fixing the stuff that is broken in our heart. Help us, Lord, to fix the dark things that is still inside our heart. I pray for the Holy Spirit. I pray for Jesus with your word in the Bible and from the Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit, to reveal all those darkness and help us, Lord, so we can come back to the right path. Help us, Lord, to become a faithful Christians. Help us, Lord, to have the hope and faith. Even though the year 2020 has been quite difficult for all of us, that we still have hope, we still have faith for the year of 2021. And I pray for every one of us, for those of us who has been wondering, who has probably has been on the fence, whether we want to follow this person, Jesus Christ. I pray for all of you that today, that this is going to be the wonderful day that you will accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Let Him be the counselor of your life, because God loves you so much that He wants to lead you to live a godly life. And I pray that God will be the center of your life. God will take you from one victory to another victory, and God will let you through and help you overcome your challenges today. And Lord, I thank you for this new year that's coming ahead. We know that, Lord, you have something great for all of us. And I pray that, Tuhan, we all wait for you in great anticipations, and we want to celebrate this wonderful year 2020 and the year of 2021. Thank you, Father. We just want to worship you and give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Happy New Year, guys. Merry Christmas again, and I'll see you next year. Happy Sunday.